Stacey Williams joins us from the York County Library System, and she's giving us a rundown of what's going on this weekend and beyond. And good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Tomorrow is your big day. It's the 2025 Library Con.
Yes, we are so excited for Library Con this year. It will be at the main library. That's Saturday, May 17th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So this is a free family-friendly event. And if folks have never experienced this before, what am I going to experience when I load Collins McFadden in the car and Chapman Lang in the car and I come to Library Con 2025?
Well, if you've never been, this is something really for everyone that is a fan of comics, fandom art. We will have a cosplay contest. We will have author panels. There will be some gaming there. We'll have food trucks available. Then we'll have like over, I think, at least 20 to 30 vendors inside of the library. So you'll have people doing different crafts. So they'll have like crochet art. They'll have like many things that you can purchase if you're interested in anything that's just like of the comic world. So there will be something for everyone. So our first 100 attendees, we're actually giving out a LibraryCon tote bag, an extra raffle ticket, and a Bojangles coupon. No. So if you're one of the first 100 attendees tomorrow, you'll get a free incentive for just being a part of the event tomorrow. But the library itself will also be open. So even if you're just not, if you're not coming to LibraryCon, you can still come in into the library. But our computer lab will close tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. due to the event.
And last year, how many people attended?
We had well over, I want to say we had over 500 people at last year's event. So we're expecting to see even more people come out this year for the event. And we've partnered with a lot of great organizations for the event. Liberty Book Company will be there. So some of the authors that we have coming will have their books for sale. Again, the Friends of the Library are helping to sponsor this event as well. And we're just looking forward to it again. So,
well, it kind of makes sense, right? Because a lot of characters come from stories. So I'm thinking of like Harry Potter. I'm thinking of like, you know, Dr. Seuss. And so people read these stories in these books and they like these characters and they imagine what these worlds would look like. And they come through in ways of, you know, entertainment through movies, through TV shows, through theme parks. But if you don't get to experience it that way, you can experience your own way. You can dress up like your character and you share a common bond with other fans. And I think that's what is what makes this such a special place and a special time, much like Comic-Con that we've heard about in Los Angeles. You know, you like Harry Potter? Well, so will 18 other people that are dressed up like their favorite character from the book. And then you start having a conversation and you start recapping, you know, tales and just anything that comes from reading. And it's just, it takes that story one step further.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Well, congratulations again for creating this event. It is tomorrow, Saturday, May the 17th from 11 to 6 right here at the main branch on Black Street here in Rock Hill.
And then yesterday kicked off the join or the Big Library Read. So you're asking people to join the Big Library Read.
Yeah, so the Big Library Read is a global reading club. So everyone can read the same book at the same time. There's no holds or waiting for this novel. It's The Uncommon Measure. And so it's a free ebook and audiobook during the Big Library Read. So that takes place. It started yesterday. It's going to run through May 29th. And the title this year, Get Common Measure, it's on the Libby app with no holds or waiting. And if you're interested in reading it, you can read it on the Libby app. And you can also join the discussion about the novel itself with other people that are reading it at the same time. And it also will count towards your, you know, your summer reading goals. Mm-hmm. So we have the summer reading program coming up soon. So that's something to kind of introduce you to all of our virtual library apps and ways to, like, get involved with reading.
Well, we love that. We also love this, speaking of reading and the summer. 2 days into summer break, parents are pulling their hair out, telling those kids, I don't want to see you again in this room. Turn that television off. Put that phone down. So you've got your summer reading program, as you just alluded to, kicking off.
Yes. And so if you attend LibraryCon tomorrow, our early registration for the Summer Learning Challenge actually kicks off tomorrow, Saturday, May 17th. The program itself will run June 2nd through July 31st. This year's theme is Color Our World. So we're really excited about that one. Just a great opportunity to keep everyone engaged throughout the summer. So all of your time spent reading, if you're reading an ebook and listen to an audiobook in the car while traveling this summer, all of that time spent listening to an audiobook or reading in the car counts towards our summer reading goal.
We do not want what is called the summer slide to occur, right? So school gets out from a lot of our students next week. And so keep that brain moving. So when school starts in early August, like really the 1st of August, you won't skip a beat. That's going to be a tough time to get those kids back in the groove of things. So just do it all summer long and it makes for a smooth transition.
And there's also lots of great performances that'll be there to also help get families to the library. I was just looking at some of these. And I did these with my kids when they were little. And, you know, a great way to, like I said, to get people into the library and to also reach that goal of, it seems pretty lofty, but I definitely think that York County
can surpass it.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. We want to remind everyone that with the Memorial Day holiday weekend happening, some of the branches will close, or really the branches will close. Mm-hmm. So kind of rattle off what all will be affected.
Yeah, just for the holiday weekend, Saturday, May 24th through Monday, May 26th, all five library locations will be closed for Memorial Day holiday.
Perfect. Okay. Her name is Stacey Williams. She comes to us from the York County Library System, and check them out in person or check them out online. Don't forget, LibraryCon is tomorrow, 11 to 6.